da, 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 da. I feel like I'm on the Tonight Show.
I did not know that. I'm Big Shoe Stu Evans.
And I'm Dina Fox. Welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
I think we're going to be a little off on our posting of podcasts, and forgive us for that.
It's a technological snafu,
yeah.
Correct?
Well, yeah, basically, I mean, I don't mind saying this because somebody may comment back to us and tell us what the trick is.
Because there is a trick, and we like to know it.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Okay,
we're
go
into
ahead.
Tricks. Here's the thing. We use a WordPress is the kind of thing we use to blog and put up our posts and all that. And it's real easy to use. If you like the web and you want to think about posting, try WordPress because it's really easy to learn. It's not that big a deal.
Okay? I know a lot of people who use it also.
It's fun. Here's the thing. They change the way that you put a player up to make, and we like to be a player.
To put audio. Of course, we're players.
We're players. We're
sure.
Totally players.
Big time.
They changed the way you put an audio player on your page. So it's kind of messed us up, and we're sorry about the delays and the snafus and all that, but I'm more concerned that they did this. They took it away.
And why would they do that? I wonder if they know they did it.
Did
they do it intentionally?
Uh-huh.
Why
uh-huh.
then? Doesn't that make you ask that question, why?
It does. Let's ask it together.
Why?
Okay. So if you know anything more about this, the whys and the wherefores and what we're doing wrong and all that, by all means. In fact, if you want to tell us what we're doing wrong, we love it.
Try to be kind.
Yeah, nah.
Make it come from love.
Oh, why bother?
Okay.
Anyway, so what's going on?
Well, there was an interesting story.
Well, forget the story for a second, because Dina walks in. She comes over to do our podcast.
Yes.
And some good smells in the air.
Oh, the baking.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Bunny must have been at work.
Mm-hmm.
The lovely Bunny. Well, it was very kind of you to offer me a sample of the delicious banana bread. It was fantastic.
Yeah, see?
Fantastic.
She said to me, I'm not eating because I'm on this diet.
She's, right. You're losing
says,
enough weight now.
I'm about done. She said to me, you're going to love it. Well, she said, I think it's the best I've ever made.
Bunny. And she is a baker and a cook. I mean, mm-hmm. I know Bunny knows her way around the kitchen.
So what, on a scale
Oh, absolutely.
Of, yeah.
Fabulous banana bread.
Okay.
Loved it.
Look, okay.
What I particularly liked about it was not only the crumb topping,
mm-hmm.
which I'm a fan of on a pie, on a banana bread.
Yeah,
pretty much crumb topping by itself is good.
Yeah, yeah.
But the chocolate chips.
There were chocolate chips.
Yes, love, love, love.
Yeah. You know they had dots in there too?
Well, you see, and you tried to tell me that, but you know, as if it wasn't mean enough to tease me with the dots, did you notice how my face lit up just at the thought
she
of dots?
She believed it too.
Well, it wasn't that I believed it, because really, who in their right mind would put dots in banana bread or any baked good for that matter? I wonder what would happen.
You ever watch the TV show Chopped? They would put dots in there.
I might have to try that.
Have you ever?
What's that show on the Discovery Channel? Mythbusters.
Yeah, Mythbusters.
Like what
is
would
funny.
Happen with dots baked in a baked good?
Ooh.
There's a science experiment
waiting
to happen.
But do you know about Chopped? Have you ever?
Yes.
You know what Chopped is? Okay.
Yes.
They would put dots in something.
I don't watch that show.
Chopped is like, if you've never seen this, it's a, to me, and I have been guilty of watching it with the family. I'm not as involved as they are. I mean, they just love every single episode. I'm like.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But every now and then, they just crack me up because what they'll do is they start with four chefs and they have to make an appetizer. Then three chefs, one is chopped, one is gone.
After
and
the
then,
appetizer round.
Right. Then they have three chefs make the main course and then one is chopped.
Yes.
And then the last two compete and make the dessert.
Right. It's a reality competition
but
show.
But they give them a basket of goodies, which could be, you know, interesting stuff. Like it could be you have salmon, breadcrumbs.
Yodels.
Yeah. Yeah. Ding dongs. It's like, what?
You know what I don't like about that show? Is that it's too stressful.
Oh, it's
I don't
stressful.
Like cooking to be stressful.
It's very stressful.
We like cooking to be an enjoyable,
that's
happy,
why,
easygoing.
That's why guys like this show. It's like almost like things blowing up in the kitchen.
It's too
great.
Stressful. I
in
can't
fact,
watch
I've
the
seen
show.
Like people cut themselves and bleed all over the food. And
stuff catches on fire.
Fire.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of fire going on there. Yeah. No, we just don't watch that with any regularity. It's too stressful.
My
it's a competition. Good. Excellent.
Anyway, I interrupted you because you were telling me.
Well, speaking of fire, there was one of those final space mission type things, stories yesterday, and I didn't know if you'd seen it, knowing that you are a fan. You space
is
wonk,
this the thing you pulled up
wonk.
Here about the
yes.
comet hunting
this,
spacecraft?
This tab right
okay,
here.
There we go.
Yeah, comet hunting spacecraft is now fulfilled its mission. Basically.
It is now a Stardust memory. Do I get points for that?
Ba-da-bum.
Yeah, it's called Stardust.
That is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I, other than that, I just caught the headline and wanted to make sure that you saw it because I know that you enjoy that sort of thing.
Yeah, this thing, well, being the space wonk, this thing has been orbiting the sun. Well, actually, it's been, just traveling through space for about 12 years now.
Yeah, launched in 99.
Uh-huh.
And it finished its main mission in 2006. It was sending tiny samples of particles from some comet to Earth.
I mean, just by a parachute canister?
That's, I mean, it's almost unbelievable.
I think so.
It is.
Okay. Then they said, okay, we'll do some more. And they sent it past a comet to photograph a crater left, this is quoting, by a projectile launched by another space probe. So they
doesn't say if it was ours or not, by
yeah,
the way.
No, it was. But it was ours, yeah.
Well.
And now the last experiment with it was hysterical. They want to find out exactly how much fuel the thing had left.
Right.
So they gave it a command to just burn all your fuel.
Right. And then they took an office pool at the Lockheed Martin station in Denver while they were monitoring it.
You guys are betting on the final four. Ew. These guys are betting on how much hydrazine is in the stardust.
Those wacky, crazy space scientists. But anyway, I thought
where's
it was
fascinating. Where's a slide rule when you need one? No.
Let me check my purse. Nope. But anyway, I thought it was interesting.
I think that's incredible. And now it's going to just orbit around the sun for forever.
Something like, and it's some distance of 93 million miles away.
Uh-huh.
And it's unfathomable.
Yeah.
What our space, but now we're winding down our space program, right?
Yeah, well, we don't need that anymore.
All right, never
don't
mind.
Get me started.
Don't get me started. We're not going to go there.
Don't get me started.
So I'll tell you where I did go yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've had to take your car in for an emissions test at all recently.
you have
a newer vehicle, right?
You mean an emissions tax?
Yes. You have a newer vehicle.
Because they're not
vehicle.
Testing anything.
No, well, it was different yesterday.
Okay, tell
First
me.
Of all, I went to a different testing station because they closed the one. You know how they're with state cuts and things like that.
Yeah.
They've consolidated some locations. So I ended up, because of where I was over in the North Scottsdale Air Park location. First of all, there were only four lanes, and there was only at most two cars ahead of me in any lane, which is unreal.
Well, do you know that you can go online? This is something, I give them credit for this.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go online and see a camera shot and a time.
You can make an appointment.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I didn't know that. So I just took my chances and went.
Okay.
And was pleasantly surprised that it was not packed. But there were four lanes, and I realized, I'm going right into the shortest lane without looking at the signs overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize I'm in a lane that says some test only, and I don't know what that test is. It's initials, like some OBD test. I'm thinking, I don't know what this is.
I
probably
think it said OCD.
Something like that,
yeah.
Which I don't need to be tested for. Thanks.
Stop washing your hands.
So I decide I must be in the wrong lane, or I don't want to take the chance and wait in a lane that could be the wrong lane. Mm-hmm. So I back up and I go into another lane, which wasn't any problem. And this time, instead of putting my front tires on that spinning thing where they make the car go for so long, this was the fastest emissions test I've ever seen. They popped open my gas cap. Mm-hmm. They stuck something in there. They put something underneath the steering column, underneath the front of the car
they
inside.
They took your $27?
They took my $27 and 75 cents. They swiped my card before I could even blink.
Right.
And I was on my way.
Mm-hmm.
Passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that about?
It's not good.
What is that?
It's not good.
Why isn't it good?
I'm going to tell you a little story.
Oh, no.
That may or may not relate to anybody I know.
Is it going
to
upset me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Guy I know has a check engine light on.
Mm-hmm.
Takes it to the mechanic. The mechanic says that code indicates that your catalytic converter is shot.
Oh,
they do have a lifespan.
That is pricey, too.
No, very pricey. It runs about $1,000 to repair it, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's part of your tailpipe assembly and all that crap. Okay.
I know the story.
Okay. Well, where does it go? Do you know where it goes?
No, not your story. I mean, I had a catalytic converter engine with a car I had in the 90s.
Did you have it fixed?
I had to try. I had to spend, because it failed emissions. I had bought a pre-owned Mercedes convertible that was made over in Germany, which meant that it didn't have the same standards for certain things as United States cars. So it failed emissions. And then I had to prove that I spent $250 to try, or more, a minimum.
And if you can prove that, then you get away with it, which is really stupid.
Of course. Yeah. So there's a way of buying it off, which I actually went and did. I tried to get the car fixed, and my foreign car specialist at the time said, we could do all the work we want to this, and it's not going to pass. And so write me your check for $250. I'll give you your receipt that says you wrote me the
racket.
Check for $250.
What a racket.
And that was how that went.
Okay. You ready for this?
Yes.
You're going to love this.
Oh,
by the way, the $250 I think still works, and I hadn't thought about that.
It does.
That's a good solution.
It does still work.
Okay.
I checked.
So again, what you do is you just pay somebody $250, money changes hands, you don't fix the problem.
That's right.
That's great.
You don't fix the problem,
yeah,
but you get your sticker that says you can drive your car and pollute the air.
Okay, now here's the deal.
Yeah, so the check engine light
comes on. The codes in the engine told the mechanic that it was the catalytic converter.
Sure.
The mechanic calls my friend, says, you can get it fixed. Here's where you get it. He gives him a place to call. He says, but what I would do, I reset the codes. Because you do. You reset the codes. Say, you know, it's fine. The check engine light goes off. It may come back on again. It may not. But that's what it's about. It probably won't come back on. He goes,
at least not for a while.
When you go to get your next inspection, bring it in to me. We will reset the check engine light again. And it will pass emissions.
Well,
because the computer codes will be reset.
If you bring your car into emissions and the check engine light is on, it's an automatic failure.
That's
I happen
right.
to read in the paperwork.
However,
I actually read the paperwork.
However,
yes.
if you bring it in, the check engine light is off.
Yes.
The codes have been reset.
That's correct.
Their machine reads that your car is fine.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't check a damn thing.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's a racket.
Yeah.
Just like you said. I agree. But I'm skeptical like that about most things.
Now, wait a minute. I thought I was the glass.
No.
There is no glass.
I have my
glass
own.
Glass half empty, glass half full.
Mine's half empty. You have no glass.
No glass. There is no
this
glass.
This is why we balance
I think it's
each
time
other
to go.
So well.
Oh,
there's that
I've
music.
Enough, yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Remember to find us on Facebook, Big Shoe Stew and Dina Fox.
And don't forget to check engine light.
That's right. Thanks for listening.